Well, here is an age-old question, and it's never been more important to ask and answer this question than right now, with Australia's real estate prices being what they are. Is it better to buy, build, or rent? A perplexing question. And our real estate guru is Charles Tarby, the owner of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. Hello, buddy. You get asked this all the time, but it's an important question, isn't it?
I do get asked that question a lot, Luke, and there's generally a straightforward answer to it, but there are some complications associated with it nowadays because of the home builder government assistance grant that kicked in. That sort of changed the landscape just a little bit.
Okay, so if you had a block of land in a great place, obviously building your dream home is probably what you'd want to do, but What are the benefits of buying an existing home in an existing suburb?
The existing homes were cheaper. They were at one stage cheaper than the new homes, and I think that's starting to happen again. So it was always an advantage to buy an existing home because you know it was there. You didn't have to spend any extra money on it. You generally nowadays get your reports. You get your vendors who disclose information. So you're fairly safe. But what's happening right now, if you can buy a block of land in a certain area, that's step one. Step two, though, because of the home builder grant that came out last year, there's so many people that took it up, Luke, and there's a shortage of building material nowadays out there. And so the prices are starting to climb, not just prices climbing, but the fact that you can't get builders to build for you. Many of them are booked out till 2024.
Okay, but what if you go for one of those build-your-own-home companies? And there's plenty of them around. I don't need to name any. I saw one advertising on telly the other day, Charles, and it had 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, double lock-up garage, and they said from $350,000. I thought, how'd they do that?
Yeah, look, there are some areas, like you're going to in parts of Adelaide, some sensational buying, but the problem still exists, Luke. They can say that. But the product is not there to build these homes right now. There is an incredibly massive shortage of timber. And so people just in that area alone, you could sign up, but you can't get somebody to build it for you or you can't get the product. So that's the biggest issue. And the longer you wait, the more and more you wait, the more the prices move.
Okay, so Charles Tarby today is saying buy an existing house.
You've got a better chance of getting into that home a lot quicker than you would any other way right now.
What if both are beyond you? What about renting?
Renting is a problem. It's a great opportunity to rent. If you wanted to rent in an area where you don't buy, for example, I've got a mate of mine who lives all through the eastern suburbs, lives in beautiful luxury homes and pays and rent because there's no way he could buy that property for the same amount of money it costs him to rent, and he invests elsewhere. So that renting side is good, but he's investing at the same time. I've never known anybody to build any substantial wealth, Luke, if they're a hardworking couple, without having to acquire a property and start using the equity in that property to acquire another one.
All right. Now let's do a quick 60-second lap of the map. Auction results this weekend.
Really interesting, 82.3 for Sydney. Good result, good steady result, 56.4 for Melbourne, understandably. Brisbane, great result, 82.6 with 186 properties. Same as Adelaide. Adelaide's blitzed it, 85% with 216 properties, which is massive for Adelaide, massive. Perth, 90%, but 18 properties, and Canberra, 78.6% with 47 auctions. Now, the lockdown really is causing some issues there. I went back to this time, 2016, 5 years ago, Monday, 2016, 80% for Sydney, 78% for Melbourne, 55% for Brisbane, 76% for Adelaide, 40% for Perth, and 70.8% for Canberra. So it's almost as though we're starting to catch up to what it was like four or five years ago.
Interesting stuff. Always good to talk to you, Charles. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Talk soon, buddy. Charles Tarby from Century 21. Our real estate guru here on The Night Shift on Triple M.
Around Australia on the Triple M network, this is The Night Shift with Luke Burner.